Good morning.
It is.
I would like you to put into context for me so I can have some clarity about what I hear is three different things that I've heard you say about the deliberate creation process. One is to hold something, a vision specifically of what you want, and it must come to you. I've also heard you say, find the essence of what you want and feel that, and it must come to you. And then I've heard you say, take what you want completely out of the equation and it must come to you. And I'd like some clarity about that.
You get the picture that your life has caused you to actually create it and that it has been created and is waiting for you.
Yes.
So what was the first question?
The first one is to hold the vision of something specifically
about
imagine, what
you want. Imagine having found relief. And so now you're able to focus upon what you know you want, and in doing so, feel the enthusiasm for it. In other words, Jerry and Esther bought a house in California a couple of months ago, and it's being remodeled, sort of demolished and rebuilt would be a better word for it. Since there's no question that it's happening, they have endless hours of satisfaction just thinking about it, thinking about the new door, thinking about the new fountain, thinking about the new deck. In other words, so as they focus specifically upon this thing over which they feel no resistance at all, they use it as their excuse to say, tuned in, tapped in, turned on, so that all manner of all other wonderful things can flow to them. So that's the first one. What was the second one?
Second one was to find the essence of what you're wanting all
right,
or the feeling about.
So let's say that you know what you don't want, so you know what you do want. And so you have this sense of what you're looking for. You know that you want to feel free. You know you want to feel good. You don't know exactly how it will play out. And when you try to think specifically about it in this case, it makes you turn upstream. So you just try to find the general feeling of it, which makes you turn downstream. So it's not ready to manifest, and it's not ready to give you that fast ride on the river that you're so excited about. But it is a lot better than being resistant, you see. And what was the last one?
To take it out of the equation.
Well, that's when you really, really want something and you really, really don't think you can have it. And you really, really want it and you want it so much. But every time you think about it, you beat the drum of not having it louder because not having it is stronger in your vibration than having it. So every time you think about it, you feel bad instead of good. Well, you'd be better off not to think about it. Because when you're thinking about it, you're thinking about not having it because that's the way you've trained yourself on this particular subject. So all of these are talking about turning downstream, but the beauty of your question is that the first question, what was it again?
Holding the vision of something specific.
All right, that's someone who is mostly feeling appreciation. You're way past hope. You're in appreciation. And now as you hold the vision of what you want, you easily turn downstream. So the first example is someone who's already very close to the manifestation of it that just takes such pleasure in it. In other words, that's turning downstream from appreciation. What was the second one?
The essence of it.
That's someone who's in overwhelmment or frustration or maybe a little bit of doubt, turning downstream from there. And what was the last one?
Take it out of the equation.
That's someone really, really, really bummed out about not having what they want, turning downstream. Don't you love it?
Thank you.